in the wake of the Escalante decision, some things have changed. And I think it's important to understand them as we advocate for presidential action. The obvious one is the role of public involvement. Because prior to Escalante, all the way back to the turn of the century in the time of Theodore Roosevelt, monuments had been kind of an insider game. Monuments always belonged to the National Park Service. And typically at the end of a president's administration, all through the 20th century, the Park Service would quietly show up and hand over its sort of insider view of what was appropriate for their jurisdiction as a federal agency. And there really wasn't much attention or public participation. And I guarantee you, Grand Staircase Escalante changed all of that, because I acknowledge, even here in Utah, there wasn't much public discussion about that decision. In fact, there was none. It was done in the traditional fashion, for better or for worse. That's all changed. The lesson I took from the Escalante was, we're going to turn this into a permanent, ongoing public discussion. And I made it a point to go out across the country every time something was coming into view and call a bunch of public meetings and endure a lot of discussion. Good ideas, occasionally, you know, people dangling ropes in front of me. But we really reset the process. And you can see it in the Obama administration now. There aren't any surprises. And that's good. It's appropriate to move the template into a public discussion and to get out on the ground with all of the differing groups and make it happen.